Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Los Angeles County Coroner says at least 24 people have died from wildfires that are tearing through the area still. And there are concerns the fires could lead to inequality and gentrification in historically black neighborhoods in Altadena. KNX's Karen Adams says that.
Altadena is where a lot of black families settled to escape the Jim Crow South. And it was also one of the rare places blacks could escape discriminatory housing practices and begin to build generational wealth.
Before there was Baldwin Hills, the celebrity black people, Arthur Duncan, tap dancer with Betty White, Sidney Poitier, Ivan Dixon, Terry Crews, Patrice Rushen, Billy Childs, lived in Altadena.
Aldra Allison and other black families have owned their homes in Altadena for generations.
12,000 structures, including many homes, are gone. As our Lilia Luciana reports, many have not been able to get into neighborhoods to see this devastation firsthand.
There's so many residents who want to go back into their homes and see what's left, and they can't. Most people I've talked to know what the situation in their home, whether it was lost or not, is, because either early on somebody went or neighbors took video or things like that. But it's very chaotic, and it's so concerning that the fire could get worse.
And forecasters say the winds will pick up again this week. The three-hour window to launch Blue Origin into space is now down to its final hour. It's been pushed back and back due to issues.
For Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin company, New Glenn is what it needs to start pulling even with SpaceX in the competition for launch business. It has to demonstrate reliability to attract NASA and Defense Department contracts, as well as those from private industry for large satellites for Earth orbit and beyond. New Glenn is 321 feet tall. It generates nearly 4 million pounds of thrust. New Glenn is named for legendary astronaut John Glenn. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A South Korean lawmaker claims North Korean troops fighting in Ukraine are taking their own lives. They told reporters that the nation's intelligence service discovered memos on the bodies of dead North Korea soldiers that pressured them to kill themselves to avoid capture. Massachusetts is now one of three states that has made it illegal to declaw cats. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Declawing involves taking out the first bone of a cat's toes. Animal humane officials in Massachusetts call it, quote, an amputation comparable to the removal of all 10 human fingertips at the first knuckle. They say declawing can make cats more likely to bite and can cause them to avoid a litter box.
The Washington Commanders were visitors, but they left the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium as history-bucking victors, as Washington now gets its first playoff win since 2005. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Our local music.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Let's kick off the 9 o'clock hour with a double dip of the Pine Travelers. Two from the Pine Travelers. Ain't gonna win. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Go down. And if this world goes up in smoke, well, at least we can say we try to fight, but still fight fair, no matter what was on the other side. And if it looks like we ain't gonna win, we ain't got nothing to lose. Change begins within. There's more than one way to sing the blues. You cross that bridge now one too many times. There's a better way, 'cause it's a brand new day. In smoke, well, at least we can't say we tried to fight, but still fight fair, no matter what was on the other side. And if it looks like we ain't gonna win, still we ain't got nothing to lose. Change begins within, and we'll go down.
Thank you. one of my favorite songs, The Pine Travelers in the Biggest Small Town. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Ain't gonna win before that. A double dip happens at the top of every hour during Max Inc. Radio. Good evening, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. Thanks for tuning in tonight. If you missed any part of the show, or if you want to relive, you can listen to the replay tomorrow night, Sunday night, at 6 o'clock, 6 to midnight, every Saturday and Sunday. And you can grab the podcast at maxincradio.com or on the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. And while you're there, make sure you grab the link to the app. Get the Civic Media app on your phone. Take Max Inc. Radio and Civic Media everywhere you go. We got music on the way from Tay and the Neighborly in just a couple of minutes. We got Patrick telling us about the Whammy Holiday Party in just a few minutes as well. Right now, let's do the Rogue Electrics. This is yesterday's news. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
We'll be right back. they know in all the wealth. Don't say anything, go see for yourself. These are the streets with no shoes. All right, yesterday you do, only tomorrow blue. All right, yesterday you do, only tomorrow's blue.
Yeah, it's gonna roll. Sign
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Clouds are slowly turning. They're making way for the sun to shine on me. Just when I got used to the gray. I feel a new age coming. Just when I got used to the same old same. Oh, let it rain on me.
I promise I won't call this another
Let It Rain. That's Tay and the Neighborly on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Before that, the Rogue Electrics and Parker Barrow in that set as well with Back to Birmingham. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thanks for tuning in to Max Inc. Radio tonight. In just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Patrick. He's from the Whammies. He's going to tell us about the Whammy Holiday Party. It's happening next week in West Ellis. That's next on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
I'm planning our family vacation and need a pet sitter.
We use a house sitter from Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, they're local, dependable, and totally spoil our pets. When we get home, our house is just as it was when we left, and our dogs are happy. And the daily messages with pictures really gives us peace of mind while we're away. For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Here at the Aaron Weber Group, we love to find hidden gems that aren't known or haven't been on the market for decades, and there's excitement around it. This new year, make your resolution about finding that perfect gem of a home. The Aaron Weber Group can do it. After all, even the word resolution has solution in it, and we're driven to find the perfect solution for you. Don't assume others can do it, and I'm pretty sure you know how that word breaks down. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at movetomadison.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Welcome back to Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't forget, if you want to get the app on your phone and take us everywhere you go, super easy. Just go to civicmedia.us, download that app, put it on your device, and you're golden. Jimmy K rocking the Saturday night with you. Rob Roberts coming up after 10 o'clock tonight on the phone with me. From the Whammies is Patrick Nettensheim. Patrick, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, Jimmy, we should spend a little more time on that name, but I'll give you a B for effort. Oh.
All right, go ahead. Pronounce your last name for all the world to know.
Nettensheim.
Very nice. Patrick, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Hey, man, the Whammy Holiday Party is coming up next week. Super excited about that. We'll have you tell us the details about that, but tell us your role with the Whammies.
I am on the board of directors, which is pretty cool, not just because the mission itself is cool, but back when I was just a skinny lad in the 90s, I was on the Whammy board of directors then, back in my 20s, and it's just cool to be back. I was asked to be back by the serving president that was on the last couple of years, Jason Klagstedt, a good friend of mine. And a great team on the Whammy board of directors. And, you know, my function within Whammy is to help singer-songwriters, performers, bands find places to perform and to get recognition for their artwork, which is audio in this case, but also audiences. Get them in places, get them on stages, get them audiences, get them, show them some love in society here. So, and Whammy is a really good way for these bands to network with other bands and, you know, share these opportunities. And real quick, what you might see a lot with major national touring acts, especially in the metal scene. There'll be a metal fest where there'll be four bands touring together. You know, Anthrax and
Slayer.
The last group, Slayer and Testament. Well, it was Anthrax and Testament and a couple other these old school metal bands, but they all go out and they tour together because there's a greater impact when they all play as one. And that's what we see on the smaller level, the grassroots level with bands. When you have four on a stage, four different groups, and everybody's promoting, you have a much more likely chance to get a big crowd coming in than when you're just all on your own. So it is really about all the bands, all the musicians, performers coming together as a community by helping, you know, your fellow band, that your colleagues, they're also helping you. So it's not a competition.
Right.
It's about unifying the front.
I love that. And the key word is building community, which is something that Whammy does very well. Now, the Wisconsin Area Music Industry, that's what Whammy stands for. There's also a charitable aspect to this, Patrick. Tell us about that.
Well, what I can tell you right away is a very personal one. I have a nonprofit called Music Success, music, the number six, the letter S. I co-founded Guitars for Vets many years back, left that recently to start this, and Whammy is serving as our fiscal agent until we get our letter of determination, it's called, from the IRS regarding the 501c3 status. And Whammy has done such things before to help organizations like ours that bring music and the healing power of music, as I said, with Guitars for Vets, and it still is that, to folks that are struggling. They're looking for joy again in their lives. In our case, military veterans, active duty, firefighters, law enforcement, and medical professionals. This is very dear and close to the hearts of us in Whammy. And any way that we can work as another nonprofit to, you know, bring some love Whammy's way. Again, it's just like I said with the bands. It's about collaboration. It really shines the light, I would say, not only on the Wisconsin area music industry, but on the big hearts and generosity of musicians in this area as well.
That's awesome. Patrick's with us from Whammy. Big holiday party happening Thursday, January 16th. It's happening at Paulie's Pub and Eatery in world-famous West Allis, Wisconsin. For those of you that don't know, that's a suburb in Milwaukee. Dude, Paulie's Pub and Eatery is awesome. I've had the pleasure of having fish fry there once. Good stuff. Great live music venue, too. Tell us about the party and what people can do, what people can expect.
Well, as you just said there, Jimmy, Paulie's is such a great music venue, and they care so much about the scene. You know, they're busing folks from one bar to the next, trying to get them to places where there's actually live music if they're not doing it themselves. Very, very philanthropic, altruistic, if I might use that word. But what you will see is a really cool bar with great drink specials, and I believe there's food there. I can't say that for sure. I can neither confirm nor deny that one. But again, a wonderful stage. And what you will see at, I believe we're starting at about 6:30. We have Jameson Fernandez, who goes as The Jam Is On, Jameson, The Jam Is On, opening, followed by the ubiquitous Kevin Brandt, who is on 97.3 The Game with Drew Olsen. He is a singer-songwriter that I think if it wasn't for his sports casting career and his DJing, he would have done that number one. So he's going to be featured second. KB and Friends, I think he might be playing with somebody, and I might even join him on a couple songs. After Kevin plays, we have the mighty Kitty Soft Paw that features some very excellent seasoned veterans of the music industry, some, one of them, I think the drummer, yeah, he's a Whammy board member. But he didn't decide to take the gig. I put the band in that place. So
it's just weird how that works out, yeah.
it's like, what do they say? It works if you work it.
Right, exactly. And one cool thing, you want to show up early at the Whammy holiday party. There's a red carpet stage with, was it Music 6? Tell me about that.
Well, that's what I mentioned before about Whammy's partner in the charitable world, Music 6S. So the number 6, the letter S, an acronym for success, like you're successful. But in our case, this organization, the 6S also stands for 6 string, as in guitar, 6 shooter, as in with our military veterans, and some of our first responders are familiar with that term. I've got your 6, we've got your back, it's another military term. And then the 6 S's of success for Music Success, which is also a store in New Berlin, a nonprofit music store that supports the mission as well as Whammy's mission. We call it the Whammy Clubhouse.
Love it. I love it, Patrick. That's awesome. And of course, we got to tell people, you know, make sure you go to the Whammy website. You can register, become a member of Whammy. If you want to volunteer, that's a great place to start out. Plus the annual voting for, you know, best song of the year, best band of the year. That's all starting up. I think it's actually ongoing right now. Right now it's registration time. Is there a deadline for bands to get registered with Whammy?
Well, bands can register themselves at any time. For the awards show itself, I believe anybody can be nominated for the award. I would recommend go to, you know, W-A-M-I, Whammy, .com. I think we have a .org. Search Whammy. You'll find it. It'll give you all the specifics there rather than me speaking out of line. But I would say for sure, if you have any curiosity, check out that site. It is cheap to join. I believe it's like $15.
And it goes good. Goes towards to support the local music scene across the state of Wisconsin. And you're helping some people out. That's WAMI.org. Once again, the Whammy Holiday Party at Polly's Pub and Eatery is happening this next Thursday, January 16th in West Alice. Patrick, I appreciate your time and I appreciate what you do. And thank you for joining us tonight on Max Inc. Radio.
You got it, brother. I'll talk to you soon, Jimmy.
Excellent. Let's hear some Kitty Softpaw right now. This is their song, Good Life. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Why you looking?
And nothing to do, burning up a short fuse. Right up at home with an ocean view, sail away on a yonder blue. Powerball with the peacock's flare, getting high on the seesaw air. It's a good life,
living a good life.
It's a good life,
living a good life.
It's a good life.
Living a good life.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
dreams were double-crossed. Love shouldn't have to be that hard. Can't abandon who we are and be expected to play a part other than who we are. Blinders off, I'm gonna lose my own way this time. Can't keep up with your parade. Can't keep living this charade. Can't keep believing we got it made. Darling, no. Can't keep up with this parade. Can't keep living this charade. Can't keep believing we got it made.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Robert J. and Rebel Domino. Before that, Asylum from Milwaukee's Bad Boy, the band that made Milwaukee famous, actually. You know, Robert J., he's back in Madison. And at the end of March, he's doing a show for Mama Cares. He's putting together a benefit show for Mama Cares. Mama Cares, of course, an offshoot charity of the Mamas here in Madison. Mama Cares' main mission is to help Wisconsin artists or Madison artists and musicians with out-of-pocket medical expenses if they come up. You get more information about Mama Cares on the website, themamas.org. Coming up next week here on Max Inc. Radio, my good friend Aaron Weber will join us. Isaiah and the New People in studio for an interview. Right now is the Bluegills and Black Hole. Here's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
About a special place. It's a place we can go. The sun shines on our face. But when I go down in my black hole, and it's dark and it's cold, there's no warmth on my soul. Help me come out of this black hole, my friend. Help me come out again. Here's another poem. It's about a broken heart. But the good news is, today's a new start. But when I fall back into my black hole, and I've lost my self-control, no more light on my soul. Help me come out of this black hole, my friends. Help me come out again. Here's the final poem. It's about the grace healing.
How can I put into words indescribable feelings? Coming out of my black hole, feeling some light back on my soul, regain a sense of self-control. Coming out of my black hole, my friend, don't wanna go there again.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Forecasters say more high winds are expected today around Los Angeles, where firefighters are still struggling against wildfires that have devastated neighborhood after neighborhood. Correspondent Lilia Luciano says there are concerns about what the future holds for so many who have lost their homes, businesses, or livelihoods.
California has already had for many years a housing crisis, which makes the cost of living incredibly high, especially in a city like Los Angeles. And with a short supply, especially of affordable housing in the state, so there's concerns that landlords would, in a predatory way, take advantage of that.
CBS's Laurie Perez talked to those who have seen the destruction.
People are devastated. You know,